the Saturday Light Brigade. Now, the youth invasion at the Andy Warhol Museum, has been going on for quite some time. And before I mention that, I want to pass along that I mentioned earlier, I was in Boston all week, Boston and Portland, Maine. And as any good Pittsburgher, I asked a number of people if they had ever been to Pittsburgh. And the only person that had been to Pittsburgh immediately started talking about the Andy Warhol Museum and told me how great an experience she had visiting and exactly what she saw and how much she enjoyed it when she was here. We sometimes in Pennsylvania and Ohio forget that the Andy Warhol Museum is not just something for us to enjoy, but people all over the world come to it. And honoring Andy Warhol in a way that can be enjoyed through a different lens, but a great lens just the same, is Youth Invasion, which occurs every year. And it is going to be on April 28th. It's open to all teens. And one of the things I like most about it is this is not an event being planned by adults. It's planned by teens, for teens. And we have three folks today that are part of the planning committee. They're all from different schools. And I'm going to let each introduce themselves. And we're going to start with you, Eliza.
I'm Eliza, and I'm from Kappa.
I'm Allie, and I'm from West Allegheny.
I'm Adam.
Hang on, Adam. Let me, I made a critical mic mistake. Go ahead.
I'm Adam. I'm from Pine Ridge High School.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet all of you. I'm still, that trip I mentioned to Boston still has me rubbing the sleep out of my eyes a little bit. Did you guys know each other before Youth Invasion got started?
No.
So can you tell me a little bit about how the planning process works and what you have been doing together?
Well, each Warhol meeting we meet and we go over different aspects of it. Recently we went over the auditions that were submitted for the music that's going to be playing at Youth Invasion. And, you know, during those meetings we're also working on art, we're discussing other things, but there's a lot of planning happening leading up to that.
How long have you all been meeting?
Since after Christmas.
Yeah. Wow. That's and how often do you meet?
Every Tuesday.
So, you've had a lot of work going into this. How do you end up being part of the planning for this? Did you apply to do it, or did somebody ask you to?
Well, this is the first year that at the Warhol they started the Youth Arts Council. And we have many responsibilities, planning events, working with artists at the museums, creating our own artwork. But this is the first year they're having it, so we're taking a spin with it and seeing what we can do with it.
Great. And just please, just we'll have a conversation here together. You don't have to wait for me to ask you something. But what prompted you to be interested in doing this? Eliza, you're at Kappa. What's your major there?
I'm in visual at Kappa.
Okay, so this is a natural for you, I would think, right?
Yeah, kind of.
And how did you connect to take, you know, advantage of this opportunity?
So my teacher actually works at the Warhol, so she told me about this and told me to apply. And, yeah, I applied for the Youth Arts Council.
I'm glad she encouraged you. And can you tell me, Allie, how this came about for you?
Mm-hmm. There's a librarian at my local community library who sent the application form over to my mother, who then told me about it, and I was hesitant at first because I had no idea what it was. I didn't know if it existed already because I've never heard of it. So I don't know. I just applied and had an interview, and I'm very glad that I did it.
Well, that's great. Now, do you have interests or talent in art as well?
I'd like to think I do.
I see Kristen is nodding her head, who's here with us. What do you like to do art-wise?
Pretty much anything about art I like. I'm a big Pinterest lover, so I love like little DIYs I can do. And, I don't know, repurposing stuff is one of my main hobbies. So
Are you a senior this year?
Yes.
Do you know what you're going to do after graduating?
I'm going to the University of Cincinnati, and I'm going to be studying at the College of Design, Architecture, Art, and Planning, and I will be a communication design major.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. What is communication design? Is it graphic design?
Yeah, more or less, yes.
That's good. It's like wayfinding and stuff like that, like signs to tell you where to go or... I guess it could be. I guess all design communicates something, right?
Yeah.
Eliza, I meant to ask you what grade you're in.
Oh, I'm in 10th grade.
Have you thought about life after high school yet?
Yes, but I plan to go to Pitt to be an oncologist.
Wow. What prompted you to have that interest?
I don't know. Just spark of the moment.
Yeah, and I only say wow because of your arts background too. Mm-hmm. But Kappa is an exceptional school for all, you know, people think that Kappa is, while it's got a conservatory style program, mm-hmm. the academics themselves are really rigorous too at Kappa, extremely so. And Adam, how did you get involved? Was it a teacher or a parent?
Well, my art department was emailed about it, and they passed it out to all their students. So I think there was a couple students that applied from my school, and I applied as well. But I got an interview, and I ended up joining. So.
Terrific. And what grade are you in now?
I'm a senior this year.
And do you know what you're going to be up to after graduation?
Yeah, I'm going to the Columbus College of Art and Design to study animation and cinematography.
Wow, that's you guys both, you all three of you actually have incredible aspirations for after college, or after high school, I'm sure after college too. So you auditioned bands or performances, and have they been picked yet?
Yeah, we selected a lot of bands, actually, all high schoolers, all local talent, you know, all their own startup bands. We have some spoken word. We have different genres. So it's a good mix of local young talent.
Was it hard to select based on the auditions that came in?
Kind of, because there were like there weren't as many auditions, but they were all like so good. It was hard to say, oh, no, you couldn't come and play at Youth Invasion. But I think we accepted the majority of them.
Good. It's got to be hard, right? Because you want to be respectful of everybody. When you're picking them, are you looking for diversity or pure talent? Like, what are the criteria that you use? That's pretty hard to try to program something like that.
It's definitely a mix of both. Obviously, a huge part of the youth program and all the programs at the Warhol is being inclusive, being accepting and respectful. So we definitely look for diversity, you know, a range of genders and ethnicities. But definitely the talent is also a huge part of that. And there was no one who submitted an audition that didn't show potential or talent, but there is definitely a sound and a vibe we're looking for from the bands. And so that was the main criteria.
How would you describe that vibe in words?
I would say if it's evocative, you know, there's different ways of doing that. Some bands deliver that through emotion or, you know, depth. It's definitely the spoken word, it's very lyrical, it's very poetic. A lot of bands just have really good energy. You know, others are mellow. So we like to get a mix of all of that.
Did you all go to last year's Youth Invasion?
No.
You know, I heard the music from last year. I was not there, but we broadcast it on youthexpress.org, so I was able to kind of pretend to be there.
Yeah.
And the music was unbelievable. I really enjoyed it, so I hope that I'll get a chance to hear this year, too. What else goes on at Youth Invasion in addition to the music?
What doesn't go on at Youth Invasion? There's going to be food. There's obviously going to be all the art. There's the music. There'll be things to do, like screen printing. There'll be different games. There'll be prizes. It's going to be a blast.
It sounds incredible. So this question's a teeny bit personal, but how many people are on the council altogether, roughly? Is it a dozen
18?
Or so? 18. So you all, I suspect, are... don't know other. You've all made 17 new friends, or if because I would imagine the council maybe you would have known one or two other people, but for the most part, right, they're people you didn't know?
Yeah.
So how do you work with people you've never met before? What's that like?
Well, I think it was really easy because everyone on the council is people similar to us, people with similar interests, people who are accepting and open. So it was easy to just come right in and make friends and act like we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, and I didn't know anyone when we got there, but I mean, even since I've been there, I've met, you know, a range of people from all over the area and, you know, even some people from out of the area. I think we have one girl from Austria with us.
Yeah.
That's great. Is she an exchange student, I'm guessing? What was it like for you, Eliza?
It was just nice meeting a bunch of new people, and we all do things different ways so we can learn from them also.
That's terrific. I think sometimes, I don't know how you feel about it, but if you're not careful in a high school, you end up just living within your own school or clique, and you don't get a chance to get out. So it's got to be really neat to meet other people. What a great event. So what's left to be done between now and not this Friday, but the next Friday? You're down to 13 days to go. Are you sweating it, or is everything pretty much under control?
I think we have our schedule down. I mean, we still need to meet with the bands and see where they want to play and what kind of atmosphere we're delivering. But, I mean, most of the main stuff is on the way, so...
It should be terrific. Now, the event is open to all teens, and you must be a teen to go. If you're a parent and you're going to drop off somebody, this is not – you don't wait. You drop off. Drop off your kid and go to a movie or go do something else, or you can take public transportation to the Andy Warhol Museum on the north side. It's easy to get to. I say that because I think that's one thing that's really unique about this event. With the exception of museum staff members and probably some other adults, it's pretty much you guys taking over the whole place. Mm-hmm. And that makes for a great atmosphere. Is there a charge or a need to get tickets?
It's $5. It's a $5 entry fee for a ticket.
Okay, that's easy, right? Mm-hmm. That's $5 donation. I have another question. I'm curious how you all feel about the museum and if you have parts of the museum that really resonate with you. I'll go first while you're thinking. I have always liked the time capsules a lot. Mm-hmm. I just like the idea of thinking of Andy Warhol, you know, pushing everything on his desk into one of these cardboard boxes, numbering it, dating it, putting it away, and then, you know, another 28 to 31 days later doing the same thing. In fact, I wish I had the courage to do that. I don't think I do. I also like somewhere there, I think it's still on display, his letters back and forth between him and musicians talking about album covers and other bits of commissioned art. It's like you're eavesdropping on people's conversations. It's neat to see them. How about you guys?
I would say the exhibit that resonates with me the most would be the new one, Bloodlines by Fearlay Bias, because we actually got the opportunity to help and like literally paint, and then we got to be there for the opening night. So
what's that exhibit look like? I haven't seen it. It's probably hard to describe. Or what is it about?
So Fearlay Bias is an up-and-coming artist, and her work focuses on colored women and throughout, you know, the Pacific Islands and throughout the East Coast, Florida, and South, and it's historical. She reuses patterns with these themes. She draws from different cultures in her work. It's hard to describe what a piece looks like. My best advice to anyone who's, you know, wondering what this looks like is to go and see it, because it's really breathtaking.
Is it two-dimensional, like painting, or is it sculpture?
It's two-dimensional,
Okay, wow. And she's got women of color just from all aspects, many different countries, and also time periods, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That sounds neat. How about you, Eliza? Anything really strike you at the museum?
I like the higher floors because it's like shows how he has like started in life and his older works, and it shows how he progressed to where he is now.
Yeah, I think most people, if they can, the best way to see the museum is from the top down, right? Mm-hmm. You start on the fifth floor. Fifth?
Seventh.
Woo. Down to seventh floor and work your way down. Allie, is there an area you like? Oh, we were talking about Bloodlines.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And then Adam started to talk about that. Adam, your area that...
Well, to me, Warhol, his work really takes influence in the pop culture movement. So this art that stands out to me the most is definitely his pop portraits, you know, and then his Brillo boxes, I'd say.
Mm. I like the cloud room, too, just 'cause. And as I think about it now, the wallpaper with the cows has always been. There's just a lot of great things to see. So Youth Invasion is coming up. It's 5 to 10 o'clock on the 28th, which is not this Friday, but the Friday after that. We've linked to the Warhol Museum from our website and directly to Youth Invasion, so you can find out more about it. Is there anything we missed that you meant to mention that I might have not asked you?
The theme of the Youth Invasion this year is circus.
Circus.
Mm. Yeah.
And that gives you an awful lot to... Are there things associated with that theme that you could tease us with, like performers or activities?
Well, definitely having the performers' music. And that's the theme is going to be carried throughout and just drawing from this vintage festival idea of early American festivals.
Nice. Who came up with the theme? Was that part of the committee, too?
Yeah, that was part of the planning process.
Excellent. Well, thank you, all three of you, for being here today. I know Saturdays have got to be busy for you, and I'm so happy that you could be here. And I hope we'll see you back sometime with respect to the Warhol or with something else you're doing. Thanks.
Right, thank you.
That's Liza and Allie and Adam representing the Andy Warhol Museum and Youth Invasion this morning at SLB.